I'm joined by Chelsea LaRude. She joins me each month. We talk about the ways to be a visitor in your own backyard, all of the big events that are all going on, all the upcoming events for the coming month. And, Chelsea is joining me today over the phone. I guess in this new era of the coronavirus, everything is a little bit different. And the event schedule is a little bit different, too, isn't it, Chelsea?
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Yes, things are a little crazy in the events world right now, but that's all right. We'll get them all rescheduled here soon.
And events will be back on, and when we do have that. But again, as they do, when things do finally return back to, I'm not sure if normal's the right word, but we're not sure what normal is right now. But this is the new normal. But, I guess one of the things I was looking at is that, and yes, there's a lot of things you can do to help support locally owned retail and service establishments. And you've got a page on your website, right?
Yeah, we've got a page on our website that showcases ways that you can support retail and service establishments, along with how you can still support our local restaurants. You know, a lot of the local restaurants are still doing takeout or delivery. You could always buy gift cards. You can call businesses, ask them to ship things to you. So there's still lots of ways that you can still support our local businesses.
Exactly. And you can do that. And that's a way to help them and to help the local economy. But, the other I was talking about going out on my bike and I'm looking forward to, the best thing to do. I've always, I've done Ragbri a lot of times. God
right.
willing, it'll happen this year.
Right.
But it's the other thing is that what I typically do is I like to ride by myself, which is actually ideal in this situation, and that really is being out there. It clears your mind and lets you get out and feel the fresh air, and you see things a whole lot better than being quote unquote cooped up or in the we're not in lockdown mode, but it's almost feels like it though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little bit, but being out in the nature and the fresh air is a great way to still experience our community and take this as an opportunity to go experience maybe a park that you've never been to. Like there's Luckinville Woods in Minneapolis or Hickory Bend and Ferry that are great places to go hike. We've got North Gorge and Flint River Trail for biking if you want some, off-road biking trails. And even fishing right now. Those are all great ways to still kind of social distance and be safe, but still be able to experience our community and nature.
I've never been a big fisherman or fisher person, whatever the right term is. But obviously, this is a great opportunity to take advantage of that and to Lake Starker or Big Hollow. And obviously, right here in right behind me in the Mississippi River, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's lots of opportunities to still get outside and just take in nature and the fresh air and just kind of clear your mind a little bit. A lot of stress in the world right now, so fresh air will help clear that mind.
So we're just curious, are you working from home? Is that what you're doing for right now? Is that correct?
We're doing a little bit of both. Some of the staff is in the office and some of the staff is working from home, and then we flip-flop. So we're doing a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Well, that's we're limiting visitors and things like that as well. But we've got a phone, right?
That's right. Yep, we can still conduct business.
We can still conduct business. So anyway, but do the things that you can do. GreaterBurlington.com is where you find out all of the things, and you'll be able to find out all the things that are coming up as soon as we have events that are coming up, right?
Yep. We're staying in touch with all of our event organizers, so we're updating the event calendar as soon as we get information, and then we'll have all those new dates on there as soon as we can.
And we'll have all of the events and things like that, as well as any other events that we get sent to us once things return to semi-normal, or at least normal, or at least when we know something for sure. That's the thing. We're waiting to find out. If you don't know something for sure, you really can't post it, can you?
Nope, that's right. We're waiting for answers from the event organizers so that we can make sure we're sharing true information.
All right. Well, Chelsea LaRude, Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of the Greater Burlington Partnership. Hey, good luck. I'm guessing you're taking care of – how old is your baby?
He is 9 months. I'm sorry, you probably can hear him in the background.
I just did. another guest on the show today. Anyway, all right. Hey, look, he made his radio debut. How about that?
He Yeah, there we go. We'll document that in the baby book.
There you go. 732. Chelsea LaRue, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Steve.